talk about the music. What is it in the music? And then talk about your relationship with Train and maybe the date and some things.
Train was my male Billie Holiday. He was like a guru to me. He was like my breathing. And only now, at my old frail age, I get it. I really get it. I understand every phrase. And I try to do that in my solos now, just touch on what Train was all about. He was a student of Stravinsky. I mean, not going literally to study with the man, but sheets of sound. He liked to, almost like bubbling water sometimes. You know, like, ooh, you know. And I didn't know. I finally got to the place in the trombone because I'm limited, just like he was. I can't get the higher notes when I do that, from my thinking. I don't hear, to me, like high G's and things like that. And I don't hit those notes for, well, actually that comes from my association with JJ. JJ never played anything over high D until about 4 months before his death. And just to prove to everybody he could do it, he would start every song with the highest note he could hit, a F or G or whatever. Bow! As loud as you can hear it. And Steve Torrey has picked that up. Every time you see him, he's just loud. Bam! You know, like the frightening thing, you know? And I'm just wondering, why? What did I do with the price of eggs? You know? You got me. Just get my attention. You know, but Train wasn't about that. And you know his higher registers suffered because he was an alto player to begin with. And by grabbing the big tenor, that changes the complexion, you know, of his hearing. What are you going to play? Even Miles had to stop and set himself a note that would come very easy to Dizzy or John Faddis. I mean, you know, when John Faddis, a real high note player, or got Thunderbolt, when you hear them play, they don't like have to wait to pop, beat up, you know. It's more like a natural thing, you know. You can da-da-da, the whole spectrum, da-da-da, if you practice like that, the linear stuff, you know, vertically or whatever, horizontally, if you practice like that. But I am playing. The other trombone players hit the notes, a lot of them. But, and I used to talk to Billie Holiday with her, but, you know, about that same thing. She said it like this. Do you talk in that register? No, ma'am. So you have the male voice, the baritone voice, tenor voice, that's where you are. And Dizzy would say, in the middle of that horn, you got it. I sat next to Al Gray, who would play a note and you'd hear it five blocks away, you know? But it's the context, like King said, the context of your character is what you play. It's not how high you play. The people are, you know, people that are listening to you. You know? And if you say a lot of words, they have to mean something. Check the difference out between, I call them my musical bookends. Check the difference. Just sit there for a moment and think of Benny Golson and John Coltrane, who as boys grew up practicing together on a daily basis. There are my musical bookends. What I got from Benny was the writing. What I got from Train was playing. The liquidity of his playing, flowing phrases, connecting scales. Art Farmer is in that mix. You might wonder.
That's interesting because my perception of Train and Art Farmer